Disrupting Patriarchal Legacies, Part 5. Collective healing is in supporting each other on this path. It's worth it, because we stop seeing life as an overlay of traumas and realize its exuberance and preciousness. We see connections more than oppositions, and adversity begins to look like adventures. Each challenge can present itself as an opportunity to make different choices from those made so far. By learning to take care of ourselves, we become more available to others, expanding our sense of empathy and our circles of affection. Some guidelines to make friendship with pain. There are many scientific approaches and ancient wisdom traditions that offer ways to embrace pain. As facilitators of work that reconnects, it is important to know and experience some of them in order to discover how they can support our work with facilitation of groups and difficult emotions. From my experience with phenomenologically based psychological approaches and trauma studies, I have come to realize that an interesting path of coping with emotional pain involves the following things. Curiosity to investigate the hidden meanings of events. Reverence for the truth of phenomena, both internal and external worlds. Admit whatever happened without resizing or fantasizing. Perceiving adaptive defenses and cognitive biases. Stop the dramatic telling of outdated stories. Embrace shame and practice self-compassion. Remain open and choose to be real and authentic. These simple guidelines can be found in many of these ways, and perhaps, I hope, inspire us to search for effective practices and perspectives to do our work of compassionately witnessing personal pain and the pain of the world. The references used for this article include Mate, 2008, In the Realm of Hungry Ghosts, Close Encounters with Addiction, published by Knopf of Canada. Porges, in 2017, The Pocket Guide to the Polyvagal Theory, The Transformative Power of Feeling Safe, published by W.W. Norton and Company. And Sheldrake, 1996, The Presence of the Past, Morphic Resonance, published by Piaget Institute.